Blog Talk Radio.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. All around me. Like nothing but confusion, disillusion.
Good evening and welcome to Not My Reality Live. I'm your host, Marian E. Ford. I want to thank you for joining me on this evening and ask you to sit back, relax, and breathe as we explore ourselves and discover who we are and what we should be doing here at this place and time in our life. So sit back, enjoy yourself, and understand that it is a choice, not chance, that determines our destiny. So choose to access and display your greatest you on today. Now that you've chosen to accept, explore, and live out your destiny. Yes, you have one. It's still there waiting for you.
I thought were useful. I don't understand. So I clicked my heels a thousand times and opened my eyes. I just don't know why.
Good morning once more. This is none other than Marian E. Ford. Thank you for joining me on today as we begin our show entitled Ask the Life Coach. And so as you know, I am a life coach, spiritual coach. I also am an author. I have two books that are presently out on Amazon. You can purchase on Amazon, Not My Reality, as well as Seeking Escape. And then hopefully by the end of June, we will have my fictional book out called Sisterhood. And you'll be able to pick that up as well on online as well as local bookstores. I want to take a moment out to just welcome you and explain to you what we're doing on this show. This is a show that we do on Tuesday morning at 9:30 a.m. It's an opportunity for you to get in the chat room or on the lines and ask me a question. You can do so by dialing 646-378-1135, 646-378-1135, and you can ask me a question. It doesn't mean there's a problem. It just may mean you may want to have a discussion and get some guidance on how you can move forward. I also do a brief topic as I go forward as we're waiting for the phone call to come in to help you maybe possibly stir up that question. So we're going to be doing that on today. But before we do that, we're going to take a momentary break, and we'll be right back.
Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian E. Ford. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian E. Ford at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian E. Ford, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. Time to escape by attending the 2012 My Reality Tour, June 6th through the 8th. It's 3 days of interactive, transformational, holistic healing and empowerment. Register today at 414-604-6271 or by visiting MyRealityTour.com. That's 414-604-6271.
And we are back, and we are back, and we are back here on today on Ask a Life Coach. I am Marianne Fuller. I am a life coach, a spiritual advisor, as well as a minister, as well as author, as well as the person who's going to be here talking to you today, listening to you, sharing with you on today. How many of us have ever thought about our personality? How we're developed and why we develop the personality that we have. I know those of us that have gone and taken psychology courses, whether it was in high school or college, often found ourselves saying, learning about how the personality is developed and what things go involved into it and how it's. But what if I pose the possibility that much of our personality is simply a result of us reacting to what's in our environment? Reacting and also our emotional connection to our family members, to our environment. So we develop personas or we develop personalities and we pull things and accept things into our lives that may not necessarily be part of our real personality, of who we're actually sent here to be. And that's what a life coach does, what a spiritual coach does. We look together and we attempt to figure out how you can decipher what's true and what's a reaction. What do you really need in your life? What is it that we're actually trying to accomplish? How do we look at our lives and begin to let go and shed all the words, all the actions and intentions that were spoke over us from the time we were born? Because from the time we were born, people begin to speak over our lives. They begin to implement things around us that impact us for the long term. It's just not a temporary thing. When they're talking about who we resemble or who we look like, how we're going to grow up, what we're going to enjoy, what foods we should eat, what games we want to play, what toys we are allowed to play with, what type of people are we allowed to have in our lives? All of these are examples of how other people have impacted our personality. So today I'm asking you to get in the conversation at 646-378-1135 and ask the question, chat it in the chat room if you like. But we're talking about how you can identify the parts of your true and authentic self. That's a word that I'm hearing a lot of buzzing around, and I'm always amazed when someone calls me and says, you know, I was just listening to this show, and this person said something that you said, and I'm going to be honest. I'm not a person who watches a lot of television. I'm not a person who listens to a lot of non-news or non-talk radio, so I really am not out of breath. But it just affirms that the universe is in alignment, that the universe is wanting us to take on a new language that liberates us, that allows us to have our reality, allows us to embrace who we are and what we are in our true and authentic self. So on this show, as I do in my books, I am attempting to challenge those thoughts and those practices so that we can access a level of communication and have a conscious exchange that allows us to have a development of our greatest level of life through our alignment, first with the Creator, and then allowing that connection to be an extension in our daily lives so that we can manifest what we need to manifest, we can express what we need to express, and we can make the changes that are necessary without feeling this thing of guilt, because much of our personalities are truly a result of our family and our societies, that environment that we're in. That's what we're talking about here on today. If you want to get in the conversation again, if you're on the lines, all you have to do is just push 1, and you'll be able to get in our conversation on today. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Life and Spiritual Coach, minister, author, and inspirational inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marion Ifua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marion Ifua at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marion Ifua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. All right, we are back, and we are talking with Marion Ifua. I'm your host on Ask a Life Coach on today. We are talking about on this show, on Tuesday shows, we just spend some time talking to you all, taking your questions, allowing you to speak freely and have a discussion regarding a topic you may just need some feedback on. Doesn't mean that you actually want to do anything more than that. But I want to open up this forum to allow people to have the access that may not be always available to them at that time. And then we know that on next Tuesday, we will be joined in the studios by Richard Taylor of Taylor Made Success. He is out of Chicago, Illinois. He is a young, up-and-coming life coach down in Chicago, Illinois. He's doing some phenomenal things, especially in the area of youth and in particular with young black males. And so we're going to have him on our show on next Tuesday. So set your calendars, come back in and join us, and let's support each other as we learn how we can also embrace our youth in a better capacity and be able to inform them so they can also begin to change. Why wait till we're 40? Why wait till we're 30? Why wait till we're 50 when we can show them the strategies and skills they need at a younger age so that they can have a more productive, more guided life, that they can enhance and access what they need to access to be in their best life, beginning in childhood. That's what it's about. That's what it's about, accessing that internal guidance. We're here talking about that false personality. And I began by talking about how when we were younger, our families and friends began to speak words over our lives. And they began to do this, not even giving a thought that there could potentially be an impact on how they raise us up, or how they expose us to certain ideas, or how they allowed us or forced us to react. And so this false sense of personality framed our reality. It gave us a false sense of reality that was often framed by discontentment, discouragement, and emptiness. I can say that was relevant in my life. And then so now we just have to replace it so we can really get that life happiness, that success, and unconditional love that we've always wanted, but and we knew existed, but our environment prevented us from being able to have full access to it. So we were taught to listen and engage in conversations and then instructed to avoid asking questions of people and of the circumstances and to suppress our comments and observations in a way to protect other people more so than protecting ourselves. Even if we knew and they knew that our silence was our display of acceptance and agreement with what was going on. We think that's something that's being cordial and not being rude, but is it really when it's making someone believe that what they're doing, how they're implementing, what they're allowing, what you're allowing to happen in your environment has an impact on you? So is that really not being rude? And if it's not being, and if it's being rude to them, what is it being doing to you? How do you react to that? How do you justify? How do you allow yourself to feel well with that? Yet, despite all those feelings, we often comply. I know I did. In some instances, in some days, now I comply. And we change our behaviors and thoughts because others have deemed them unnecessary, unimportant, and invalid to appease those around us. So these actions and adaptations, they formed our boundaries. They formed these false realities about ourselves, our relationships, our careers, religion, spirituality, and just even our thoughts about ourselves. We never take time to think about the impact of our words, but words truly have power and they have impact. So as a result of these exchanges, we became a willing character. I'm going to use theater because that's my background.
we became unwilling character, developed this unwilling character in reaction to what was going on. So we have this false persona. And we're playing out this script, and people are dictating how we should speak, how we should talk, how we should walk, what we should think about, our ideologies. What type of dream should we have? What type of career should we have? We are limited in the languages that we can use, the words that are acceptable and not acceptable, the type of careers we should pursue. So as we continue on this conversation, let's talk about that. I'm sure many of us on the lines have experienced that. So if you want to get in the phone lines, I see I have a couple people with their hands up on the phone lines, and I have a question or a comment in the chat room as well. So we're going to take a moment out, and we're going to take your calls now. It is going to the lines, and we're going to pick up line number, area code 912 is the area code, and we're going to go straight to you. Good morning, and thanks for joining me here on Not My Reality Live.
Good morning. Thanks for allowing me to come in. I just wanted to say that I too have shared those same similarities in my life, and it had limited me greatly more than I knew, and I did over the course of my life take out frustrations on family and friends because I didn't know myself. I became a product of what everybody expected of me to do or thought that I should do, and then what happened is that God took me for a loop, and I became injured, and I no longer became what I did. I thought I was who I was what I did in life, but it took me to a place where I had to seek out and search God and research myself, do some self-examination to find out who I am. All too often we say who we are. When someone asks you, who are you? We say, oh, I'm a nurse or I'm a mother. But we don't realize and identify the greatness in ourselves. And so therefore we either covet someone else or we have animosity towards someone else. So when I realized that that cycle had been performed in my life, I have a child who has some issues that he is struggling with, and his issues, and I teach him his issues do not define him. For example, they say he has oppositional defiant disorder, and I tell him, I said, what it is that you're an innovator. You find a rule and you find a loophole in a rule and you work it out, and so therefore you might need to work for the FBI or state national security. So I speak over the positive things and not to identify and acknowledge the negative in him, thereby not creating the same cycle I grew up in, but helping him to realize the greatness in him and his potential. So when we get to a place knowing that this has been done to us, you know, we soak. At least I did. I'm in my closet. But I thank God that I had some people around me to say, stop, research, look, listen, and see what it is that God has said about your life, not others that has said about you, but what God has to say about you, because that has been inbred and encoded in us. We just forget to listen sometimes.
Very well said, very well said. And I just want to make 2 points, and I want to reiterate 2 points that you made, and that is it's not what you do that defines you, because those are just reactions and responses that you have to make based upon what's going on. And you're right, your issues, you are not that circumstance or that situation or that experience. You are far more complex. So thank you, caller, for sharing that. That is awesome that you reminded us. And that's what I remind people every day. What you have internally, when you take time out to look internally, you'll find that you have so many more opportunities, so many more solutions, so many choices and options to display. So I thank you for sharing that, and you sound like you're doing a wonderful job with your son, encouragement. And that is the thing. We don't want to accept labels. People want to give labels because it makes them feel comfortable. But all labels are not necessary. They just may be able to classify, but they're not exactly who you are. And I'm going to share something later on that I think you should share with your son and hopefully to be helpful. So thanks again for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right. I love to hear calls like that, because what that says is that we're already there. We're moving. We're ascending on that path. And that it is important. And as I said, the brother who's going to be on the air with me on next week, Tuesday, the 24th, his name is Richard Taylor. He works with young men. So possibly, caller, you can call back in and you'll be listening in on that as well. We're going to go on to our next caller, which is area code 262, and we're going to say good morning to you, area code 622. Oh, I can't get your area code right today. 262. Good morning.
Good morning, Marin. How you doing?
Oh, girl, hey, Yama.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm great by the grace of God. It's such a beautiful day.
Good, good. Okay.
My little contribution I want to make to what you're discussing today is I believe that your authentic self, your true self, is who you are at the core of your being. And it's through your actions, what you do that sits right with you, and how you talk, how you behave, it, all of that comes together to form your authentic self. I agree with the first caller that as we grow up, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of educators, there are a lot of teachers. And when I say teachers, I'm not just saying restricting them to the people that teach us in the classroom. I'm talking mm-hmm. about people who teach us life lessons and moral lessons. These teachers try to mold us or form us into the being that they think we should be. Sometimes that is good because sometimes others can see the potential in you that you are not yet aware of. But most times it's not. So it's up to you. That's why God created us and gave us our own minds for us to think. What do we do? What can I do? What can I say? Or how do I say this that will ring true to what I want to say, how I want to project my views? And that's what I believe, that if we keep asking ourselves these questions day in and day out, we get to realize who we truly are.
Yes.
No, Marian, I wasn't brought up here. And the culture that I was brought up in, everybody who's an adult or an elder is a teacher for the child. And I grew up with a lot of people telling me how I should be, what I should be, how to talk. I mean, I had to, because I'm a woman, I'm a girl, I have to automatically know how to cook, do this, do
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, for the first 18 years of my life, I listened, I did whatever they told me. But deep down within myself, I was not happy because I felt this was not what I wanted to do. I could do so much more. My mother wanted me to be a scientist or be in the science field, whereas I felt like my thing was more of the literature field where I needed to express myself, you know?
Sure.
And
sure.
After 18 years, when I got to go to the United Kingdom, I started discovering who I truly was. I lived on my own, and during that time, I grew a lot. I tried a whole lot of things, and those that I felt like wasn't me, I just discarded it. And, yes, mm-hmm. once we growing up, our friends, well, the first 14, 15 years of our lives, our parents and our siblings are the major people that influence us. But after that, our friends and our colleagues are the ones that also influence us, apart from the media. And, yes, you can try to be more like your friends if they are who you want to be. But then if you try that and that's not you, I think that you should just keep on searching and finding out who you are, because the more you know who you are, the better you can let people know who you are, and the better you can let people know how to love you. And
very
that's
good. No, thank you so much, Yaba. I hope I see you this week. All right. Hey, okay, thanks for joining me, Yaba. You guys continue to hold on. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come right back, and then I'm going to take the comment that I have from the computer, and then I'm going to come back and talk about that, and we're going to wrap up. But I just want to encourage everyone to really think about what the callers have said. It's so in line. I don't have to say a whole lot more because we're already there. We're moving forward, identifying who you are, your true authentic self, the core being of who you are, of why you were sent here and developed and designed.
Take time to escape by attending the 2012 My Reality Tour, June 6th through the 8th. It's 3 days of interactive, transformational, holistic healing and empowerment. Register today at 414-604-6271 or by visiting MyRealityTour.com. That's 414-604-6271.
And we're back, and of course, I'm inviting everyone out to join us at the My Reality Tour. Reminder that my book is now available on Amazon.com. That is Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in a Storm. And it's just a compilation of all of my meditative quotes and meditations that we've done and inspirations that we've done over the years, and I've just compiled them all into a book, as well as some new things that have come to me. So it can be some encouragement to you when you are feeling challenged, when you are finding that you are on that journey to finding your authentic self, that you can take time out and get a little more encouragement to keep you moving forward. I'm going to wrap up the show. We got about 3 minutes left, but I just want to say that both of the callers are right, and this comment that I have here from the internet simply says, it's saying that oftentimes people want me to comply with what they want, but I have this feeling in my gut. And I realize that if I follow this gut feeling, that I don't have to respond to what they're wanting me to do, I always come out better. But when I give in, I feel miserable. See, that gut feeling is our intuition. That's the internal. That's saying that this is so far off your path, you need to come back. And it's okay to respond and utilize that gut and internal feeling. That's your defense mechanism. Yes, when we're older, as Yaba said, when we're younger, we have a difficult time trying to be in opposition and yet remain a level of respect and order within our homes when we're constantly going against our parents. But as you become older, as she said, you identify that there are certain behaviors, certain thought patterns that are not in line with what your destiny and purpose is. That's how, when you find your authentic self, you will understand that you have to activate every level of your life to implement your purpose and live out your destiny. And it may not be in the way in which your parents or your aunties or your brothers and sisters, their fears, their hopes, their dreams, they're not supposed to be placed on you. They should be trying to fulfill them themselves. And if they believe they've missed that opportunity and they've given up hope, it's not your responsibility to become the doctor now because your daddy didn't finish med school. Or your mother didn't go ahead and run for president. If that is not part of your purpose, if your purpose is to express yourself, if your purpose is to minister to people, if your purpose is to teach, if whatever your purpose is, you need to implement it and implement it through your true and authentic persona, the one that is at the core, the one that the Creator designed within you to make you and send you here to this place at this time because we knew you were coming and the Creator knew what we would need. So if you're not implementing that, you're slowing down the process. So I want to encourage everyone to go back. Excuse me. Oh, wow, that went down the wrong way. Encourage everyone to, you know, look beyond just getting along with people. Look about what is your contribution to that group of people that you're exposed to. Yes, you want to be cordial. You don't want to hurt people. You don't want to offend people. Excuse me. But you want to be able to impact and initiate something within their life. You want to be able to have a system in recalling what is implanted in them from creation. You want to be able to, she tells her son to look at the rule and attempt to figure out how he can function within the boundaries of that rule. So whatever it is, that's what we're doing. We're not destroying people. We are manifesting ourselves in a way that we can coexist, that you are being who you need to be and that person is being who they need to be, and together we can move forward. But if it's hindering you from being your authentic self, from living out your dreams and goals because you're busy trying to support them, then what good is that? That's not the authentic self, and oftentimes we end up with resentment, anger, and being upset. We often end up taking on
behaviors that are not good. So with that, I want to encourage everyone to continue to search for their authentic self. Remember to seek tonight to just ask yourself the phrase, you know, what inhibits me from being who and what I am supposed to be? What is inhibiting me from being who and what I am supposed to be at this time? That's a question that you can deal on yourself, by yourself. You don't need a group. You don't need me. If you want to talk to me outside of the show on as a coach, that's fine, and you can contact me on my website. But consider that for yourself today. What words and what phrases, what actions are inhibiting me from being who and what I am purposed to be? Until next time, you've listened to Not My Reality Live. I am your host, Marianne Fuller. Thank you for joining me on today. And we will be here again on next Tuesday, and then on Saturday night at 10 p.m. We're also here live on Bra Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining me. Continued peace and blessings.
Like no.